Bay's TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Your entrepreneur hosts are Eugene Hodge. Gene Hodge hosts the Employment Opportunity Hour and has over 10 years of experience as a talk show host on WTAN. He's also a training consultant, author, motivational speaker, and owner of Hodgepodge Training, the workforce optimizing training company. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the TAN Talk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
Good evening. Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where we try to help all of you entrepreneurs out there to help each other, including me. And that's what we're here for. Plus, it's holiday time and holiday season.
Yes, it is.
But I'm here with my trusty engineer. You just got through hearing his voice. His name is Matt. Matt's the guy that makes everything work.
I try to anyway.
He does a fantastic job most times. And so, therefore, I'm going to just say that Matt, or we have a couple of scripts that we're going to play
for
you.
We do.
Give you an idea in terms of what do we mean by the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. And Matt, if you got them, let them go.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the TAN Talk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
You are welcome to Watch Me Do the Show. And I want you to see me. I want you to look at me, my scars, bumps, my color. My hair is beginning to thin out, all that sort of stuff. I want you to look at me.
You can watch a live stream of this broadcast by going to facebook.com/The Opportunity Hour or by going to YouTube and searching TAN Talk Radio Network. Click on the YouTube channel, then click on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour with today's date to view the live stream. All YouTube live streams are saved on the TAN Talk Radio Network YouTube channel for playback anytime.
Okay, so now you have an idea in terms of what this show is all about. And tonight, I thought about helping entrepreneurs or those entrepreneurs put together their companies with some sort of expertise. And I ran across a contact. I was looking at his material, and I was going to talk about it, but I decided that if I could get this guy, he could talk about what he does and what he has put together and help all of you out there because this guy has the expertise. But anyway, so our gift to you out there is to help you to put together your businesses with the correct advice from someone who has created a book and a company. And I'm going to just say that I guess he's on the line right now. Okay. Our guest, I'm going to bring him on first. First of all, Mr. Guest, come on. Come on. I'm not going to say hello, Burke. How are you doing?
I'm good. Good to see you. Good to hear you, Gene.
Okay, well, good to hear you. I'm glad that you're here. However, I'm just going to say very quickly, the person by the name of Burke Franklin is on the other end of the phone, but he's the creator and the CEO of a business that's called Business Power Tools. And he's put together a structure or outline that tells anyone how to put their business plan together. And I thought that this person's the expert in terms of helping businesses. I hope he helps me out as well. But I'd just like to say, welcome, Burke. How you doing?
Well, thanks, Gene. Great to be here. I want to say it's evolved into a lot more than just an outline. It's not a book. It's really an online software system that's evolved over 30 years.
Oh, wow.
So, anyway.
Okay. But all the things that I might say to mess up, Burke's going to correct me and help the rest of you out there in case you're doing the things that I'm saying. Or you put together your business the same way everyone else does, and by helping each other, we can all put something together that may change the planet. And so anyways, that's how far I'm looking, because I believe all entrepreneurs do that. So what we're going to do, Burke, is very quickly just kind of tell us just who you are and what do you do, and then we're going to go to a break.
Okay. Yeah, the question I put in the business plan for people to use, because investors want to know, is what's a nice person like you doing in a business like this? And so I got my degree in business with some electrical engineering back in from UC Santa Barbara. And then I got a job with Texas Instruments selling electronic components. From there, I worked for the Sharper Image Catalog on the other side of the desk as the electronics buyer. I was the buyer for the catalog. And then they promoted me to the catalog department to write the copy for the catalog, because they liked how I explained the product. And along the way, I found a word processor in Silicon Valley that was really amazing. And this is over a span of several years. I'm just condensing it to a few seconds. But then, of course, Macs and PCs came along, and they blew word processors out of the water. And there I was in Silicon Valley, looking around thinking, what can I do with everything that I've learned so far? Why don't I just help with marketing materials and help make sales tools for the salespeople so they had good brochures and presentation materials? Like I wished I had for the word processors, like I could have had it like I did with the Texas Instruments, and what we also had with the Sharper Image. So I combined all of that together, and I was doing marketing work for companies in Silicon Valley, and then a friend of mine called up and said, hey, I've got a deal going with Apple. And at the time, he had some engineering software that Apple wanted to buy. But at the time, the SBA had done a study of the businesses, you know, the proverbial 4 out of 5 businesses that fail in the first 5 years.
Yeah.
Well, they did a study to find out what's wrong with this picture, and they found that 67% of the businesses that failed had no business plan. And so Apple wanted to see his to be sure that he would continue in business to develop and support the product and not leave Apple high and dry, because it was a significant piece of engineering software that they needed to use. Anyway, long story short, so I took my catalog skills. I knew nothing about business plans per se, but I knew something about a high-level sale to a big company, because selling a word processor, you're selling it differently. You sell it to the user, you sell it to their manager, you sell it to the CFO, and if you get in front of the CEO, it's the same product, but you're just emphasizing a different perspective on the product and what it's about. So this business plan was kind of like a catalog. It was really a catalog of answers to everything you're looking for, a description of his company and how it worked and what he was doing and his plans and stuff. And it showed that he was organized. And that's really probably the single biggest thing, is being organized.
Yes.
And so he got the deal. And over the next year, I was helping people who were floundering with investors, unfortunately. They had some really great ideas. They just weren't getting funded. They just didn't have all of it together to really make sense to the investors.
Mm-hmm.
And just to put it in perspective, I was listening to or reading a VC out of New York City named Fred Wilson, and he said his company looked at 1,500 business opportunities last year, and they funded 5 of them.
Really?
So I often wonder, well, does that mean what happened to the other 1,495? There's a lot of things, but that was my whole thing. So over the next year, I helped people make better sense of their businesses. I said, okay, I'm going to be the investor, pitch me. And I not only fixed their pitch, but fixed what they were doing, give them some advice on how to develop the product, promote the product. Everybody got funded. One of them got funded by a top-tier Silicon Valley venture capital firm, Kleiner Perkins. And so, but about a year into this, I'm thinking, if I see another crappy business plan, I'm going to hurt somebody. I'm standing in the shower ranting to myself, thinking, and then right on the back of that thought was, why don't I just take all this content I've developed for these people and make the ultimate business plan? Because one of these days, I'm going to come up with my big big idea, and I'm going to need the ultimate business plan to pitch it, and I want to get it right the first time. I mean, that's really the thing. Pitching investors takes like 6 months to really to raise the money, if you even get that far.
Okay.
It's easy to start out with a pitch deck and a smile and be super excited, but if they're going to wake up the next day and they're going to ask questions, call their friends, call their consultants, do a lot of due diligence, and that's where these deals tend to die, because an entrepreneur doesn't really have their act together. Anyway,
okay.
I made this, I took all that content, and then I'm thinking, in the middle of making it, I thought, wait a minute, I could sell this as a template and let people do it themselves, because really, the entrepreneur knows their business better than anybody.
Mm-hmm.
This template really was it's quite robust, but it covers really everything, like, you know, what's the problem? Who's got it? How many of them are there? How much is it worth to them?
All
the basic stuff.
Hold on right there, because I just want to... We're going to take a short break, and then I want you to go into more detail as you were about to, I believe.
Okay.
But anyway, so hold on. We're on the I'm on the phone talking with Burke Franklin. He is the CEO of a plan that he's put together, a template for most entrepreneurs. I have him on the line, and he is the CEO and the creator of something called Business Power Tools, and it's all the tools you need to put together your business. But stay tuned. We're going to take time for a short break. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors. And Burke, get ready, because we'll have some more questions for you.
The Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour radio show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, three-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
When the going gets tough, the tough gets going for all entrepreneurs. I believe you're going to go through that cycle. I know I've gone through it. I may be still in it. But I'm on the phone with the expert that has built a business, and the business name is Business Power Tools. His name is Burke Franklin, and he's the creator and CEO of that company. But, Burke, are you still there?
I am, Gene.
Yep, hold on just for a second, because I got another colleague on the line, I believe. His name is Larry LaBelle. Larry LaBelle is a training consultant. Larry, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, welcome, both of you, and happy holidays to you. Larry, I know that you're a trainer, because we're colleagues, but just kind of, Burke Franklin is on the line, and he's the expert guy, but just briefly tell us a little bit about who you are and your background right quick.
Me?
Yes.
Yeah. My name is Larry LaBelle. I run my own business called Win a Job Fast, and I write resumes for people, and I teach them all of the various things they need to know to be successful in their jobs. But the people that work with me typically get jobs in 2.5 weeks.
Okay, great.
So because they know what to do.
All right. And how long have you been doing it?
24 years.
Okay. Burke, since you are the guest, Larry and I, we go way back, and I have him on the show periodically, or from time to time, and he's a good source to ask questions and bounce things off, because all entrepreneurs have different thoughts, and so I want to gather as many as I can. But Burke, in explaining your business, you have an outline that I looked at it has 20 steps, I believe. What do you call them? Steps, Burke, or?
Well, those were what I thought of as like the 20 questions. That a business would have. I started on that list a little bit, but that's the simple thing. You know, what's your problem? Who's got it? How many people are there? Because you want to know that this is a worthwhile marketplace to go after. What's the value proposition? Mm-hmm. And what's the product? How does it make money? Who else is doing this? How are you a competitive better? Who's managing this business? Investors really, if it's investors you're looking for, they bet on the jockey, not the horse. So they really want to know who you are. And I've seen some business plans created with AI and stuff like that, but it doesn't really help the entrepreneur, because the AI doesn't know the questions. And so we do.
Yes.
And I watch the Shark Tank. I just cringe at these poor entrepreneurs get up there and they ask them what I would call a predictable question. And they're just like a deer in headlights and they can't answer it. And it's like, oh, dude, come on. But that's what the plan is all about. It's not an outline. It's way more than what you get with the SBA business plan. That's an outline. My table of contents has more content in it than that does.
Yeah, I was.
There's a one by score, which is free, but there's nothing in it. Mm-hmm. And our system starts at $27 a month, and it's like the plan is written for you. And you go through there and you look at and get ideas of how you're going to say it for yourself. And of course, we start out with a number of different industries to begin with, so it's already kind of tweaked in your favor. But the idea is to give the investors the answers they're looking for. Or at the other end of the spectrum, somebody wants to buy the company. And I've talked to a lot of business brokers, and they're saying that most businesses, unfortunately, are unsellable, or they're a train wreck behind the scenes. I hate to say that and think it, but if they had a plan, which would, in this case, it would become kind of like a brochure to pitch the longevity and the upside and validate the value of this business. Not to mention the financial model that we include and the pitch deck that we have with it, that it really makes your case. And it makes a case for investors, it makes a case for buyers, it makes a case for people joining your company to get up to speed on who you are and what you're doing and why you're in business and the whole context of everything. So there's a lot to
it. So let me just ask, so you created a business that you have, and for $27 a month, you're able to help anyone else do something the same way, pretty much. Is that what it is?
That's where it starts, yeah. It's, there's a lot in it. You can do it yourself. I can help you. There's other consultants use it, and they do it with you. We do it with, really, the done with you is probably the best way to do it, because that way you can do it unless yourself and save a lot of money. Get it done quickly. You know your business better than anybody. That's one of the things I discovered. I thought about it. I was standing in that shower that thinking, I should just make a template other people could use. And that became the product that I came up with for myself. But yeah, I figured people could do it themselves. It's easy enough. We've included videos with each section, a couple minutes each, saying, okay, look, here's what you need to think about in this section. The section is predominantly written for you to inspire you with what to say and how to say it. I think that's the hard part. People have page fright. They don't know what to say. They look at it and go, I don't know what to say here. You look at some of these business plan templates with pretty much zero content in the page. And they tell you things like, okay, describe your management team here. Well, what exactly is an investor looking for in the management team? After all, they bet on the jockey, not the horse. So they want to know who you are. You're writing a check to you. So they want to know who these people are running this business. So you need to have a good, quick definition, a quick explanation, introduction of all the people who are running the company.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all there. You know exactly what to say and how to say it. And there's check boxes in the menu, so you don't need to use the whole thing. You can just kind of progressively make it as much as you need and add sections as you need them. But the idea is your business and what you're going to need to include, and we really explain it. It makes it very easy to do and quick.
Okay, so is there a time limit let's just say I want to take part of this, and I get, I don't know, 3 or 4 years of experience. Is this something that the person who's has the system, can I do this in 2 months or 12 months or 24 months? It's based on the individual?
Yeah, well, it is. It depends on how complicated the business is. You know, it'll take a little, you know, I would say a few weeks to really get your business plan up and running. Mm-hmm. And, I tell people the better job you do on your business plan, the better deal you're going to make. So, and that's just, like I tell you, if you could convince somebody that your business is worth, say, $900,000 before they put any money in it, mm-hmm. they invest $100,000, well, now it's worth $1 million and they own 10%. If you could do a better job, and let's say convince them that your business is worth $1,900,000, mm-hmm. well, not only are you worth $1 million more, but now that investor puts in $100,000 and they get 5% of your business. So I want you to be able to keep as much of your company as possible. And it isn't all about investors, but for SBA loans, for mm-hmm. onboarding people, getting everybody on the same page. If you've got a deal going with a big company, like my friend did with Apple, that's important. If you're getting an SBA loan, they want to see a business plan. So to answer your question, we made it low enough price because we want you to be able to keep it alive, keep it going, keep updating it. People are talking about strategic plans for 2024. That's mm-hmm. great. But are you going to start from scratch? And most businesses have no business plan at all. Mm. So if you had this, you would have your whole plan to start with, and you can keep updating it, you can keep using it, you can use it over and over again. And at the end of the day, you use it to sell the business or as a succession plan. So the people who buy your business mm-hmm. or your kids, if they inherit it from you, will know how to keep going with what you started.
Okay, great, great. Larry, I know that you're on the line. If you have any questions, any thoughts, feel free to chime in.
If will you do. Like.
Yes, and so, yeah. But so Burke, as far as trying to think of the right word, you got 20 questions. What's probably the most? I'm trying to think of the most important question for anyone.
Well, a chain is as strong as its weakest link. So they all count.
They all
count. Okay. I mm-hmm. said to get out and answer your question, but which is it, the management team? Is it the product? Is it the business model? You know, people want to know the investor. If it's an investor or a lender or I think probably the hardest people to pitch are probably your friends and family. You know, the good news is they know you. The bad news is they know you. And so... And for yourself, I think a lot of us, we do things for other people or to impress other people, but this is really to have your own act together for your own sense, your own gravitas, so you can be in front of any of these people and say, look, this business is a winner. Or let's just say it's a good bet. You mm-hmm. can't guarantee anything, but you want to convince yourself that it's a good bet, and you want to convince everybody, if you want somebody to join you, be a partner. Or be a strategic alliance. They want to know that you're a good bet. You've got your act together, and it really makes a difference between why you versus why the other guy. And as investors will ask, so the three main questions are, why your product at all? Why now? And why from you? The why from you part, really, I think, is crucial. And okay. So, mm-hmm. I don't know which one of those 20 questions really would be the okay. most important one. I mean, probably the last one, mm-hmm. how does the investor make their money back? That's certainly near and dear to their heart, but you're not even going to get that far if they don't believe you've got a market for your product and what you're doing.
Right.
You can actually, do you really have what it takes to pull it off?
Okay.
And that's what this helps you do.
James?
Yes, Larry.
Yep. Real hard to hear him. His volume is not up there. It's hard to understand what he's saying.
Okay. I'll mention that to our producer, see if there's anything that we can do on that end. And we're going to take a short break so that we can address that right quick. Right now he's away from his desk. Okay, but he's back. But we're going to take a short break. You're listening to Burke Franklin, the CEO of Power Business Tools, and we'll be right back to hear more from him in just a second.
Jingle bells swing and jingle bells ring. And blowing up bushels of fun. Now the jingle hop has begun.
If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/entrepreneur opportunity hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/entrepreneur opportunity hour, the place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
Once you get started, you must keep going. You're going to have challenges, ups and downs, but you cannot stop. And that's something I think all entrepreneurs or new entrepreneurs or people thinking about it need to know. But I have the expert on the line, and he's the CEO. His name is Burke Franklin. He's the CEO and creator of Business Power Tools. It's the tools to help anyone who's thinking about starting the business how to get from getting started to, I guess, successfulness. Is that right, Burke?
Yeah, well, it helps you figure out, does this make sense? So as they say in Texas, well, this dog hunt. And so you want to know that, you want to get a sense of, you know, who the customer is, who's got the problem,
mm-hmm.
how many people need that problem solved, what's it worth to solve the problem, can you reach them? You know, how many people can you get in front of? And then if you need money to do this, you need to convince an investor that this is a good bet, was saying before, and it's worthy investing in. So now we've helped people with medical devices. There was a couple mm-hmm. that had a child that drowned in their pool, and we created a product to prevent kids from drowning in pools. And that's kind of I said earlier, you know, what's a nice person like you doing in a business like this? And I know investors want to see that there's an extra personal drive, if you will, a motivation to do this business that's above and beyond. Just, I'm in it for the money. You know, you want to have, or find out, dig deep. Why are you doing this? What is your reason behind it? To me, I remember as a kid reading probably Popular Mechanics or something like that.
Yeah, I remember
talking
those.
About the 200 mile per gallon carburetor. So, and that's obviously a long time ago. But what the hell happened to the 200 mile per gallon carburetor? Why didn't somebody make millions of dollars and have that? And why aren't we getting 200 miles per gallon today? Well, conspiracy theory or otherwise. Nevertheless, it's those kind of inventions, it's people with some kind of inventions, this is the most exciting thing in the world. You know, how do you build a business around that? You've got a passion to solve a problem. I want to help you build a business around that so you can do it full time and make it your business to solve this problem and make a difference in the world.
Okay, I'm going to be calling you in that case. I heard you mention the investor. And what other ways are there to get the financing other than using your own money, plus investors?
Well,
any other options out there?
I do a whole presentation on how you can build your business without money. I did that with mine. I did get an mm-hmm. investor a few years ago just to take my software and turn it into an online dashboard, which really made everything easy to use. You know, but the idea is, you know, I used to teach a business plan class at a conference called CEO Space.
Yep.
And people would say, well, what's the next thing? I need money. Well, do you have business cards? That doesn't cost much. Do you have a brochure? Do you have a business plan? Do you have like a data sheet that explains what your product does? Do you have a product? Do you have a sample? Do you have a demo?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a prototype? Sometimes you just need enough money to build the prototype, and then you've got that and you can show it to people. You probably don't need a patent yet until you make sure that you've got something people want to buy. But there's a lot of things you can do. You can go out and talk to people, talk to customers, potential customers, and say, "Would you, if I built this, would you buy it? Would you give me a letter of intent?" So you can take all of this material, and then if you did need money, you could go to an investor and say, "Hey, look, look what I've done so far," because it's so much more than what most people would do. Most people say, "I need money." Well, what have you done so far? Well, nothing. I need money to get started. Well, you need to demonstrate that you can do something, that you're scrappy, that you're resourceful, that you can, you know, show the investor what you can do without money. And they think, wow, you do a lot without money. I could invest in you because now you've got this thing so far. This thing can take, I can put enough fuel in this rocket to send you to the moon. So that's really, there's a lot you can do without money. My favorite story to tell, we had a client, subscriber, used BizPlan Builder, and he was 26 years old. He was a Learjet pilot, and he's done all the flying school, but he wanted to open a jet charter business. He was thinking he was going to raise millions of dollars to go buy a couple of Learjets, and then he'd be in business. Well, you know, the investors really don't invest in that kind of thing unless they're buying a jet for themselves, which led him to a man who owned two jets. I said, go to this guy and show him your plan. And long story short, that gentleman gave my client his airplanes to use. And basically, my client managed his airplanes, took him, flew him whenever he needed it. But when he wasn't using his planes, he could charter other people. Now, long story short, how much money does my client need now? Not much. He got the jets basically for free. So if you can get a couple of Learjets for free, imagine what you could do. There's another company that, you know, they didn't need their, they made a custom brew, a beer brew. They don't need to build a brewery. You can go to a brewery, give them your formula, give them your labels on a roll of sticky labels, and they'll load it into their computer and they'll pump out bottles of your beer with your label on it. So there's lots of ways to get big things done without spending a lot of money on capital equipment and setting stuff up.
Great information.
But you need to have a plan to show them what you're doing so they'll buy into your program versus, you're just another, you know, hot air talker who sounds good, but you're not going to do anything. This is the closest thing to bridging the gap between fantasy and reality.
Great. Now, for a beginning entrepreneur, what type of tip could you offer the beginner versus the one that's on board and moving along?
Well, I think you just really need to come to terms with that it's going to be more complicated than you may be prepared for. There's a lot to it. You'll have ups and downs. I remember I was speaking at the University of Louisiana. This one kid, a student in the front row, says, how mentally tough do I need to be? I said, well, just be prepared to put one foot in front of the other and keep going. Now, there's certainly times when you just have to give up, but I'm telling you, you know, those 4 out of 5 businesses that failed, mostly they gave up. But at the same time, you know, this is where the what's a nice person like you doing in a business like this? Do you think the people who are trying to save the kids in the pool were going to give up just because they had a few hard months or a few hard years even? No, they're on a mission to do this. And you may be on a mission, you want to make some money, but you've got a good thing to do, and you see you're the one to do it, and you're just like, I'm going to do this.
Yeah.
So you really want to develop that, what I call the Goldilocks combination between the missionary and the mercenary. The missionary, you know, doesn't know business usually. They just want to save the world. Give me a bunch of money, I'm going to go save the world. That gives investors and donors to nonprofits the willies because I don't know about you. At the other end of the spectrum, we've got the mercenary, good at business, in it for the money. Yeah, we'll make money. We know how to do this thing. But you know what? That guy could drop it like a hot rock and go down the street for a better deal. Another problem. So if you could incorporate really the best of both worlds, you've got a missionary purpose with kind of a mercenary, I won't call it management style, but more you've got a sense and appreciation for the money and appreciation for the investor's money. That's the thing too. You've really got to demonstrate that you're in this together because these investors want a return. They are taking a risk with money they have. You've got nothing to lose. They do. So you've really got to be careful with the investors. So that's really important. And think it through. The plan's going to change. Everybody, things are going to happen. You're going to so-called pivot. Things will go wrong. You got to do something different. who knows? But at least if you've got a fundamental thing in front of you, now you know you've got this business sorted out, and you've got a sense of being able to go forward. And that's, I think, really okay. the roadmap that you need to have.
Okay. Now, how can we contact you, or somebody contact you?
Well, they can contact me at businesspowertools.com, or they can look at your website at your hodgepodgetraining.com. And on your resources page, you've got access to the business plan there, and it's certainly something you can help people with. You know, you're one of those guys I'd go to and say, "Can you do it with me? You know, can you? You know, because you've got people. You're in Florida. I'm in California. Somebody might want to come by and see, or go online, do it with you." That's really what we offer consultants and anybody who wants to help business owners. They could use our platform kind of as a sales tool to show the client, "Hey, look at all the stuff I can do for you. I will do it with you." And that way you can collaborate online and work together to develop all these things. And it's great having a couple of minds working on this, one with the person who's in it, the other person who's a little bit more arm's length, saying, "Okay, what about this? What about that?" And you can put this together, and you can help other businesses and make this a business of your own.
Okay. Now, can people contact you through your email or through the website? Is that on the website as well?
It's on the website, sure, yeah. Okay, it's on. They can click to my website from your link on your website under your resources section. So I presume you've got that online.
Right. Yep.
Okay. Or they can contact me directly.
Okay. Now, I got another question to ask you before we go to break. You had mentioned something about AI, and my question would be, what are possibly some advantages as well as disadvantages to using AI? Because I kind of agree with you. You can put a lot of stuff together, but making it happen is another issue. But what are your thoughts on the use of that for creating business plans?
Well, there are some. I've seen some business plans that are created strictly with AI. And you'll see, like, one will create a table of contents. You'll have to use the AI to create every single section of the business plan.
Right.
We've already done that for you. We've already thought it through. We've also woven in what I would call pro tips or expert commentary along the way to give people ideas like, don't do this, do that, here's what you got to do. Plus, there's videos. So the AI doesn't give you that. AI could help you if you could run each section through an AI and say, make this be, say it in a friendlier tone or some kind of serious tone or something like that. So it could help you with the grammar once you're done through it.
Yeah.
And so there's that, but it's not going to do the whole thing for you. I get emails all over the place now. Of course, you can tell they're generated with AI because there's weird mistakes in it. Really, if you're going to send an email out, please, to people listening to this, read your email before you send it. There's just weird problems. And you think, wow, I'm going to buy a product from you that's really like I'm selling a product, a business plan, for example. We have employee policies. We have a marketing plan. We have spreadsheets. We've got all kinds of legal documents and stuff. I'm selling you some, talk about artificial intelligence, well, like human intelligence, it's baked in, but you know, if we have typos in these things, you're going to think we're idiots. And so you can't have that. The investors investing in you, most of them have MBAs, they're smart, they've been to school, all that kind of stuff, and they want to see how smart you are. They want to know what you know. And the smarter you are or can, you know, demonstrate that you are, the better. And so really the AI could take the section and then clean up the language and make sure you don't say it badly or something like that. That would help. We're baking AI into the system as it is, so we'll do that. Mm-hmm. But we're going to take kind of a different approach to it. And so, but there's so many sections of a business plan that you've got to consider.
Right.
And the downside of the AI is you have to read this thing and study it, because if you're going to be on the Shark Tank in front of 8 million people, and you can't say, I don't know, Mark, it's Cuban. It's in my business plan. Look on page, I don't even know what page it's on because the AI wrote it for me. I don't know. That's not good. I mean, put yourself in the place of an investor. Do you want to talk to somebody who wrote the whole thing with an AI, or do you want to talk to somebody who knows what they're doing?
Great, great comment. We're going to take a short break for a couple of minutes. Stay tuned and hold on. And we'll be right back, but you're listening to Burke Franklin of Business Power Tools. Feel free to call if you like, ask any questions, but we'll be right back. Money, money, money.
the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour radio show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, three-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now. If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere.
Happy holiday.
Happy holiday.
Happy holiday.
Happy holiday.
While the merry bells keep ringing, happy holiday to you.
Happy holidays. We are in the holiday season, and I wish you all happy holidays. But more specifically, we have a guest on the line. His name is Burke Franklin. He is the CEO of Business Power Tools, and he is giving out information. And if any of you have any questions for Burke, feel free to give us a call. We got a couple of minutes left. But Burke, I wanted to say, based on where you are in your business at the present time, you still there?
Yep, I hear you.
If we could help you, meaning the WTAN network of stations, if I in some way can help you, what do you need that you may want to tell the world what you need? I'm going to give you an opportunity because we won't know what you need unless you tell us. But imagine a wish list. This is the holiday time and Christmas time. People put together a wish list. If there are things that you need, what might be some of those things that you need that possibly we could help you out? Were there anyone listening out there?
I would say simply the biggest thing is simply awareness. You know, if the person selling their business needs these tools to fix it up and fatten it up for a faster sale at a higher price, anybody who's thinking about starting a business needs to go through the business plan to really just, even if you just read it and thought about it and could see, okay, can I pull this off? Can I do this? Do I want to do this? It's going to be quite an undertaking. Consultants who've got clients, every consultant I've talked to, I've asked, how important is it for your client to have a business plan? And they go, all of them. They need a plan.
All of them,
but
yeah.
Most people don't have a plan. They don't take the time to do it. And I think what we've done is we've made it as easy and efficient and fast as possible. It's still something you got to do, it morphs into a strategic plan. It morphs into a whole bunch of things and just stays with you through the life of your business. And anybody who's got some business sense and wants to help businesses, and maybe it's a side hustle for them, or they want to help businesses and put together a plan and get with people to help, anybody who raises capital would refer this to their clients, because this is going to be the most convincing business plan that'll make sense and it'll enable the entrepreneur to stand up and into the scrutiny of an investor. And certainly when they go through due diligence, the due diligence is where the investor makes sure, does research to make sure that everything you say is for real and true. I talked to one venture capitalist. He said, I asked him, how many mistakes can somebody make or miss, you know, things that they say? And I said, I'm thinking, you know, three strikes, you're out in my mind. And he comes back with none. Like, whoa. So you can't mess that up. So, and if you know, maybe you can get away with it. But, you know, so these guys are pretty conscientious. Like I said, that one VC firm looked at 1,500 businesses and funded five. So if you want to get it right, if you hear somebody say, oh, I need to raise money for my business, tell them. if you hear somebody say, I've got to sell my business, tell them. If you've got to consult with business owners, tell them. And I work with nonprofits. You know, a nonprofit needs to, they need money from donors. Well, donors pretty much got their money from business. They understand a business plan. And what the donor wants to know is, how much of my money going to your nonprofit organization is actually going to go to solving the problem? Like, for example, my mom donates to a donkey rescue. And, you know, these donkeys are cute donkeys. But, you know, the idea is that most of the money goes to carrots and vet bills. It doesn't go to the people running the thing. It doesn't go into overhead. It goes into actually rescuing donkeys. So the nonprofit guys, the donors want to know, they want a return on impact. Not so much return on investment, it's a return. They want to see their money do something. So the business plan convinces them that, and the nonprofit is a business.
Right.
Just because it's got a different tax status, you still have to manage a business. So there's that. College professors who are teaching business in school, this is a real-world business planning system, and it will help them. I've talked to students like at Georgetown in an MBA class, and these guys had some great ideas. They were collaborating together. They had some great ideas. We're going to take them out in the real world and do it. You know, that's ideal. Incubators. You could use the same system over and over and over again for a whole cohort, a whole batch of businesses that you're mentoring, that you're incubating or accelerating. And they would all be basically, they'd be using the same system, but of course their plans, their businesses would be radically different, but this plan builder accommodates that. So that makes that easy. It's sanity all the way around. So you got those guys. Did I miss anybody?
Okay.
Huh? Or if you're thinking about jumping ship from a big company, or you're a corporate prisoner, you think, I got to get out of this thing, I want to do something else. Well, before you go, I'd recommend that you plan your escape carefully, do the math, and see if jumping out of the pan into the fire really is a better deal. Or if not, take it to your boss and say, hey, you know, what if we did this product at this company and you launch a new division within the company? People have done that too.
Very well. Great. Great. Okay. We have a couple of minutes left. Larry, are you still on the phone or are you...
Papa, I'm here.
Okay, if you've got any questions, we've got about five minutes left.
Don't have any questions, nope.
Okay. Do you have, I normally ask the guests if they could give out two or three or four tips during the show. You've given us some great information. Is there anything that you believe you've left out before our time's up?
I don't know. I talk pretty fast, I think you've got to do something you really believe in. You know,
right.
Like I'm trying to.
Right.
I want to help. Yeah. I want to help anybody who's got that 200 mile per gallon carburetor, at least at one end of the spectrum, and then someone who's worked their lifetime on a business and they want to sell it. Usually they're so busy on the product and the service and the marketing and the selling of it that they don't really put the infrastructure in their business. Someone buys a McDonald's because it's documented, it's proven, that you know it works the same way. And if you could dial your business in so it is efficient like that, that's really what we offer. So you can expand beyond the business plan to a marketing plan. There's a bunch of sample press releases. There's sample contracts. Our contract template is all written in plain English. I can't tell you how many deals I lost back in my word processor days because the back of the sales order had this fine print. You know, the large print giveth, the fine print taketh away.
Mm-hmm.
And so the fine print, they couldn't sign the deal because, well, we got to take this and send it over to legal first. Boom, deal lost. I mean, or just the delay of game was killed the deal, you know. So you want to have agreements that are in plain English. I have an agreement for a sales rep. That back in the day, this is a friend of mine, I had a deal with him on a napkin. Sure enough, he didn't come through. Sure enough, I fired him. Oh, by the way, firing people never carry someone longer than their mother did, meaning 9 months. So, my mistake, I carried the guy 9 months.
Yeah, we need to know those things.
You do. You know. Yeah. Well, the other thing, maybe to answer your question in a broader way, I've got lots of answers. I've written a book called Business Black Belt. If you go to businessblackbelt.com, you'll see that. And so there's that as well, because it's just all these experiences I had over the years, just things that are just somehow unthinkable. And you realize, oh, okay, So I'd hired this friend, you know, and I had to get rid of him, and that was just painful. So there's that.
Yeah.
And a whole bunch of, just a whole bunch of other things. And there's lots of little things and some big things, but really the devil's in the details, or God is in the details, however you look at it. So there's all these things to consider.
Okay,
keep your head up, put one foot in front of the other and keep going.
Okay, do you have anything that's coming up that you'd like for our audience to know, or?
Well, it's 2024. If you're working on a strategic plan, you really take a look at this plan builder. You might as well start the whole year off with a fresh, good, solid plan that you can believe, and that's what you need to have.
Okay, tell us.
I'm not a big fan of SMART goals. I'll say that. SMART goals, you know.
Yeah.
I've done SMART goals year after year, and all it is a list of stuff I didn't do.
Right.
And what really works for me, just to be contrarian about it for a second.
You're bringing up memories. Okay.
I mean, it sounds good. It sounds good on paper. And it's getting me all excited. I'm going to do all this stuff. But, you know, for example, you can say, I'm going to lose 20 pounds. Okay, that's nice. You starve yourself for a month. You lose 20 pounds. And you go right back to eating. So that's no good. What you got to do is you've really got to look at your life and say, what am I going to do differently? Like when I wrote down, I'm going to go get my pilot's license this year. I must have done that 3 years in a row as one of my SMART goals. Finally, and I realized I never did it. Finally, I said, go down to the flying club, sign up for flying lessons. And then I never stopped.
Yeah.
So you want to even the same thing with karate classes. Go to the karate school, sign up, keep going, never stop.
Okay.
And so... that's really the trick, is figure out what you need to do differently, what you need to stop doing, what you need to add to doing, but not just like some end point goal.
Okay.
What new practice can you put in place? That would be a much better approach.
Okay, give us your contact information, because we got about 60 seconds left.
All right. Well, if you want to contact me, I'm at businesspowertools.com. It's Burke at businesspowertools.com. If you want to email me, Burke. And take a look at businesspowertools.com. There's the book, Business Black Belt. There's the product, Biz Plan Builder. There's other people trying to pass off like they're my Business Plan Builder, but they're not. It's Biz Plan Builder is what you want. You could go to businessplanbuilder.com as well and find it. So I've got that.
Okay, now you can find it.
Or go to your website.
Right, now you can go to
podgetraining.com
and find it.
It's under resources.
Yes. Okay, well, Bert, thank you very much for taking the time out. Larry, you have any questions? Because I've been kind of silent.
One quick thing to add, if you're starting a business, you've got to develop a business plan. It's your roadmap. It's going to basically lead you to where you want to go. And not doing that is a huge mistake.
Okay. That's what Bert has. He has the...
Second that. Yep.
Has the plan. Yeah, he has the way to do it. I was very impressed with it. And, however, very, very, very thankful, Berg, for you taking the time to come out, because you are the expert, and happy holidays to you, but thank you very, very much. I hear the music.
Happy holidays, everybody there.
Okay, thank you. I hear the music, which is My Way. All the things that you like doing, want to do, and enjoy doing, you can indeed do it your way. Happy holidays to you. Stay tuned for the Employment Opportunity Hour. And we'll be right back. But you entrepreneurs, go out and make the world happen, because it's going to be your mind that makes it work. And happy holidays, and enjoy it.